Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Tracking Stolen Treasures by Lisa Phillips. Performed by Angie Hickman. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 27. To all the mistake makers, humans like me, who don't always do the right thing but look to God for guidance, keep walking the path he put in front of you. There is blessing ahead. 1. FBI Special Agent Elena Sanchez climbed out of the cab, dragging behind her the suitcase of things that weren't hers. She turned to the resort's main building, the location for this week's medical convention. Icy fingers ran down her spine that had nothing to do with who she was pretending to be. This was about the chance to find a murderer. She pulled her suitcase along the walkway. Her skirt swished around her knees, and her heels clipped the cobblestones. A gust of winter wind whipped off the ski hills behind the resort buildings, peppered with skiers and snowboarders making their way back down off the snow for hot cocoa and networking. Elena fought the shiver. I'm stronger than the fear. Local police were close if she needed backup. Security staff for the resort had been informed of her presence and her cover identity, just leaving out the fact she didn't have the target's names. Yet. She'd worked undercover before, a handful of times. This was no different. They had a lead, and she was here to follow it. All she had to do was figure out if there was any credence to the tip they'd received. As she approached the main doors for check-in, her cell phone rang. Elena dug it out of the designer purse she'd grabbed from the undercover closet and saw her ASAC's name on the screen. Why her boss's boss, Assistant Special Agent in Charge Brent Watterson, was calling, she had no idea. Maybe Supervisory Special Agent Torres didn't think she could do this, so she'd passed the issue up the ladder. She refused to let go of the determination that drove her. The need she had deep inside to get the evidence, finally identify the suspect, and maybe even close the case. The way she believed God called her to do her job. Elena slid her thumb across the screen. Good morning, sir.
Special Agent Sanchez, I trust you have a minute.
She pictured Brent Watterson in his office, straining his chair as he leaned back and stared at the ceiling the way he always did on the phone. Her boss was in the neighboring state, at the Cheyenne FBI office. Probably not much warmer than up here in Sundown Valley, Montana. I'm about to go in. Her stomach rolled as she stared at the doors ahead. So close. Do I need to turn around?
No, stick with the assignment, Watterson said. But I have an update for you.
Elena smiled to herself and headed in. I'm at the check-in desk now. The lobby was full of people milling around, suits and ties. It could be a room of FBI agents except for the fact the suits were designer, and most men had a woman on their arm. The medical conference had been designed with couples in mind, having several events for the spouse of someone in the medical field. Couple seminars and workshops, and a fancy gala tomorrow night. Schmoozing wasn't why Elena was there. She headed for the correct check-in line and shifted the phone away from her mouth to say, Elena Sanders, hospital administrator. The white-shirted volunteer leafed through a box of manila envelopes stuffed with information and the lanyard everyone wore. The ASAC said,
Listen up.
She kept her voice bland-sounding and said, Yes?
The shooting victim we found 3 days ago has been identified. The ID came back as Brittany Hattenden. She's a pharmaceutical sales rep from Des Moines.
That's great, Mom. She smiled at the volunteer and took the envelope. She mouthed, thank you. An idea sprung into Elena's head. I'm sorry, Mom, 1 second. She lowered the phone and asked the volunteer. I wondered if...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?